right to the pastor's scripture. Thank you for your understanding on that today. Orchestra members, thank you for playing in chapel. You make it a lot better. And I appreciate you bringing an instrument, preparing yourself to minister to the Lord through your instrumental music. I appreciate that. Thank you, Miss Adrie, for playing the piano as well. Does a good job. And whoever helped her over there, thank you, Chloe. All right, real quickly, we're in Ephesians chapter 4, and just want to continue a little bit. We talked about giving worth to the ministry. How can we give worth to the work that God has called us to do? Number one, you'll need to be committed to unity. You give worth to the ministry by being humble, lowly, forbearing one another in love. He says, I want you to exercise meekness. You can't always have it your way. And he said, I want you to endeavor to keep unity in the bond of peace. Work really hard for unity. To have unity, you got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. You got to fight the self. You got to fight your will, what you want. And if you're going to be a servant of God that's going to bring glory to the Lord, you're going to have to say, you know what, I'm committed to working with you to make things better, to make unity. Now, sometimes people will try to convince you to compromise. I'm not talking about compromising Bible truths, Bible doctrine, but I am saying work over problems, attitudes, opinions, some things of that nature that just don't matter this side of eternity. And God wants you to take the high road rather than to complicate things. This morning I've received several texts from two people who are fighting with each other. And one said, you know, I'm worried about this about you, and I don't like your friends, and on and on. And then all of a sudden, it's turned into a big brouhaha that of challenge. And you know, one of the things I told the person, I said, listen, first of all, your opinion doesn't really matter to that person. You have burnt some bridges in your relationship with them. They don't respect you as a person. They're not, your opinion doesn't matter. So when you try to give your opinion to someone who you've not built a relationship with or maintained, they don't really care. Okay? So you're not the person to fix their wagon. So you need to keep your opinion to yourself and work for unity. Don't stir it up. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes people are stirred up on the inside, and wherever they go, they inflict drama. He says, you've got to be committed to unity. It's one of the key attributes. I would hope that if God sends you into an harvest someplace in the world, whether it be a mission field or a church staff or a school academy staff or you're going to help a pastor or whatever you're going to do, listen, go make it better. Amen. Go to compliment, not to complicate. Amen. Go to work for unity. And they have to keep moving you from dorm to dorm because wherever you go, you take you. That's problems, okay? Well, if I weren't in this dorm, we'd have some peace. No, wherever you go, you got to go with you. And wherever you go, that's oftentimes going to do it. Well, I'm moving off this bus route. All right, move to another bus route. It's okay, but be sure that your attitude's right. Be sure that you compliment, and you'll compliment it with humility, with meekness, with forbearance, and with work to create unity. The second thing we talked about is the complement of diversity. God gave gifts to men. Look, if you would please, just a reminder of this passage. Look, if you would please, is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, how that he's the one God, and one faith, one baptism, one Lord, all so forth and so on. Verse number 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He said, now we got saved, and God has given us his gift of eternal life. But also, look at verse number 8. Read it out loud with me, would you please? Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he gave gifts unto men. We've been talking about this briefly over the last few weeks. God has gifted his body with believers that have certain strengths. Let's take our Bibles and flip over, if you would please, to Romans chapter 12. There are 7 of them listed there in Romans chapter 12. I do not think you should go to seed on this. I don't think you should stress about it. Stay up all night trying to figure out what your gift is. But I do think you and I, when we learn to understand ourselves and others, you will complement the work of the Lord. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Okay? You're looking at the body of John Wilkerson. And it has eyelids that are very small compared to the rest of my 202 many pounds. And you, it's very small, but I don't want to hold my eyeballs in my hand, so I'm glad I have those, okay? I have got fingers and toes, and I have got organs that are covered up by skin that you don't see, I don't see. I don't tell them what to do. I don't say, keep beating, keep beating, keep beating. No, it just does it for me. I can lift my hand. My hand must respond to my head. People who have strokes, oftentimes the problem is their head tells it to do something, but their hand does not respond. Okay? There are three concepts we've talked about, three words. One is assimilation. That means to be used of the Lord, I must be assimilated. I must be connected to the body. Okay? A man or woman decides to use their spiritual gifts outside of the local church is going to be less effective. It's like a guy can't catch a football this afternoon, cutting his hand off and sending it to the 10-yard line. Okay? He cannot catch a ball that way. He must be connected to the arm, and it's for him to catch the ball. And people must be assimilated. The second word, what was the second word? Appreciation. Yes. It is appreciation. It is valuing what God made me, not proud of who I am, not proud of my gifts, but understanding, this is how God made me. You know, the thought in Psalms 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay, is that guy bragging? No, he's appreciating the fact that God made him for a purpose. Very intricately made for a reason. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Not, I didn't put myself together. When someone compliments your gift, you would normally say, well, praise the Lord. Because who gave you that gift? I think I used the illustration before, but someone said, oh, I like that tie. I oftentimes say almost every tie I have is a gift. It's a gift. Someone thought of me and gave it to me. I'd have to deflect the glory to them. Because truth of the matter is, anything that God gave me to do, if you let it go to your head and you think you're the reason for that happening, then you've got some issues. But we need to appreciate the gifts that God gave me, not be proud, but then I need to appreciate the gifts of others. I need to value what God has made other people good at. And if you're on a bus route with five or more people, you're going to find a minimum of three gifts on that route. There might be two people who have the same gift. That's not uncommon. But you're going to find somebody that's going to be an organizer on that route. Someone's going to have the gift of ruling. Someone's going to have the gift of service. Someone's going to be more generous and have the gift of giving than somebody else. Someone's going to be black and white and having the gift of prophecy. And that's okay, and you need everyone that God puts in that church and God puts on that body. In our staff here, we are learning to work together as a staff and faculty of Hiles Henderson College, and God has moving parts. Some folks have now served the Lord in other places of the world. Some folks are new and they've come in here, but what we believe is that God has designed that. God put us here, left us here, or took us away, and whoever we have here, each of us have gifts that are needed for this time. I see that in the short time I've had the joy to be here. Brother Stuart Mason was our president when I came, and my goodness, how we needed his strengths during that time of the college. But also, there's a Timberline Baptist Church in Oregon that were without a pastor for some time, and they needed those strengths there. And I think God strategically put Dr. Douglas here because we need him now. I don't think it wouldn't be optimal if Brother Mason were still here in this time, and God knew that. He said, you know what? I need this guy to do it here. I need these students. They're going to need Brother Douglas. They're going to need his emphasis. Back then, we needed Brother Mason. We were in trauma. We were in triage. And we needed the strengths that God brought him. And God moves people together. But one thing that's very important is that people who work with the Lord in his body have appreciation for other people that are different than you. They see things. You're looking at these seven gifts, beginning with prophecy and ministering and teaching and exhortation and giving and ruling and mercy. Every one of those seven gifts look at a problem a different way. if a mercy giver, if you have a person in the dining hall or out here in the hallway, they're in the center court there, right there around the square and the bookshelf and right there, if there's someone comes and they drop, they have a lunch tray or they have their frappuccino from the thing and they drop that right there, they're carrying the books, they drop that, and you have seven different people of seven different gifts look at that, you're going to see them respond very differently. A prophet will say, what are you doing? You don't carry that and that at the same time. Good night. Man, how many times since you're a little kid they told you not to do that? You're not supposed to have that. You're in between classes right now. Where are you going to take that? You're going to take that in the auditorium? You shouldn't do that, man. You should not take that in the auditorium. You're not supposed to have that there. The prophet's going to come and think, what is right, what's wrong? Okay, the ruler's going to look at that and say, man, we got a mess here. We need some help. Hey, Grace, would you go get the mop over here? I know you know where it is. And Tim, you work with the quality control. You go get a rag and let's take care of this and let's work and get this thing cleaned up. And the people who are ministers, they don't know what to do. They're like, what do you think I'll do? Oh, Tim, I'll go do that. Yeah, let's go. You know, they're going to go find that and get that rag. They're the servants. They don't know what to do. They just want to, what can we do? And they're ready to get the thing wiped. You know, the giver, he's saying, well, I wonder how much that costs. I want to buy you another one. You don't need to go without that. That's, how much are those? Let me go down. I'm going to go down to the coffee shop and get you another one. I feel bad for you. The mercy giver, they're going, God bless you. We love you, man. It happened to me when I was in third grade, just like this. We love you. It's going to be okay. The exhorter, they're going to give them a lesson. They're going to say, listen, the next time when you're holding two things, let me tell you how to help you with that. We'll practice in the hallway after this. I'll show you. And everybody's going to be looking at that with their different and their gifts. And guess what? We all need all of those. That's how the body works. You can't say, you know what? Nope, I'm not helping. That's their fault. No, the minister ministers. The organizer organizes. The exhorter teaches and helps and disciples them through so they don't let that happen again. That is exactly how God puts together things, and so we need to assimilate them. We need to be a part of the body. We need to appreciate them. And then the last one, do you remember what the last one is? Associate. I've got to cooperate. I've got to cooperate with my brothers and sisters and associate with them and find their benefit and work together. We'll talk more about that in another chapel. Let's pray together. Father, thank you.